The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
I'm stepping into a very interesting interview with two young men who are, poets. And, let me let you hear it from them, their story. Good morning to you. This is Idris Salim and also Darren Sandy. Well, I'm not sure if Darren is on the line with you, Idris. Is that correct?
No, he's not on the line with me this morning. Unfortunately, he had some stuff to do towards the particular event that we'll be speaking on today. So,
well, welcome to the Human Impact on Freedom 106.5 FM. So, tell us a little bit about yourself, Mr. Salim. How long have you been doing poetry, and what got you into this spoken word genre?
Well, I think it more or less found me to a certain degree. I know that sounds cliche, but I was somebody who, say, 15 years ago, you wouldn't catch me dead on a stage, because the idea of standing up on a stage in front of people was something that was just mortifying to me. But I always wanted to push myself to get past that, because I grew up in a community. I'm Muslim by faith, and I grew up in a community that we were always big on speaking out against injustice and that kind of stuff. And so I saw it around me a lot, and, trying different ways to get over that hurdle. But I was always part of a creative family too. My uncle is a Californian. My family into painting and art and stuff. So I think the art of writing kind of got around to me at some point in time. And I started writing on Facebook. There was this thing, the Facebook notes feature where you could have written stuff on Facebook. And a poet by the name of Muhammad Mwakil, he's part of the group Freetown Collective. He would have, I'd have known him before, and he was also running an open mic in UE called UE Speak. Mm-hmm. And he messaged me, and he commented under the post and thing, and he was like, you should come and perform on stage, instead of posting it up here for people to read and like and stuff, come on, perform. And, one thing led to another, and eventually I found myself on the stage. Mm-hmm. and in that kind of capacity, along with some other people, important people who would have influenced me in the beginning, kind of pushing me to get over that
stage fright. So what are some of the topics that you've touched on in your poetry? Has it been totally to life experiences, or have you touched on other issues as well?
my poetry would vary. The topics I would cover would vary from speaking, my mind about what the government I remember there was a point in time when I was speaking to same person who I felt influenced me, and I said, I think I will never write a love poem. I feel I had enough people writing things about love and things. I want to speak about, the things that irking me about society. And he say, when you exhaust all those things, you would write your love poem eventually. And so said, so done. I think it's not only things that are personal to me, but because I feel like I realize that there are people who want to say things but don't have the capacity, or, sometimes you find yourself as being that voice for people who may not have the stage to say it, or may not have the audience to say it. So it's a varying range of things that I will speak about.
And the thing is that the comment has been made from time to time that it's poets and writers and filmmakers and the creatives that seem to be able to string the words together that they could not themselves enunciate, and they always saying, oh, God, you say it just the way I wanted to say it. Yeah.
Yes,
and it's only when you hear those words, it's like, yeah, you're making a very good point.
That's what I was
feeling all the time. But you stir something inside of me.
Because, everybody is a poet in their own right, a poet is just somebody who's expressing themselves. So, everyone has that within them. I think people just, a lot of people just, you'll hear them. I see a lot of people who are professional. So, like, the same guy from Freetown Collective, there's other half, Lou Lyons. He practiced law, but he studied law. So, you know, people in like these really rigid professions take to the arts a lot of the times because, you know, you have that creative side to you that you just want to let out at some point in time, you know?
Yeah, I mean, with the kind of work that they're doing as well, the stress levels, you need that kind of release as well, huh?
Need that release. Yeah. You definitely need that release. The world will send you crazy if it is, you just, you
if
know,
you, hold
you
it
just
all
take
in.
On the world all the time,
yep.
You know?
That's very true. So yeah. Some of the most impactful messages that you've either received or sent out in this sphere, can you recall any moments?
There are a lot of them that kind of stick with me. Just impactful messages. I'm not sure because I think the scope or the scale of the impact is it really is based on or depends on the reaction or the you know when the person communicates that to you. And sometimes that only happens like years after where somebody will tell you, oh, you performed on this stage and I was there and that really, you know, touched me in a special way and stuff. One thing in particular I remembered was a teacher, and that was really strange because we were performing and speaking to students and we were telling these students that, you know, you could do anything you want to do. Writing is something that's very impactful. If it is, you take it on, you try your hand at it and stuff. You know, you never know where you could reach with it and thing. And it could cover so many things. You could do so many things with, you know, with your words. And she was there in the crowd because she brought her students. And then the year after, when we came to that same school to perform, she came up to me and she told me that she's a cancer survivor. And she was listening to us there, and she always wanted to write her story, write her book about her story, because she thinks that, you know, she thought that, you know, it could touch somebody and, you know, impact somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't have the confidence. And after we spoke to them, and, you know, she decided that she was going to do it. And a year later, when she was speaking to me, she was an author herself, you know, had her first book. And she, you know, she just wanted to thank me for saying that out loud because, yeah, you know, she needed to hear that now. So sometimes it's not only in the poetry. Sometimes it's just in your example, your live example, that somebody might see it and say that, you know, it's possible.
Yeah. And it takes the strong ones to actually start the path, clear the path, and walk the path.
Yes. Yeah. Definitely. And I'm learning not only from those who came before me, but a lot of those who are coming after me, a lot of the students.
Well. Yeah.
I know getting on the social media thing with TikTok and all these things that, you know, all these young
it's
ones.
It's overwhelming, like, isn't it?
Yeah, Junior Lee and all these other guys who blazing the trail now. And now we who they would have been looking up to from a poetic standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm looking up to them to see, you know, how I'm going to find ways, other avenues to spread this as opposed to only on a stage, you know?
Yeah, and like the times have changed, and I've been saying this for quite some time, that the younger ones, they're more adept with the technology. Not to say that we're old and we don't know.
I will never admit that. Never.
Because, you know, we still have some pride within ourselves. But
the thing
is, you have to remember, you have to admit that, yeah, there's certain things that you do not know. And from that space, you'd be able to grow from that and learn.
Definitely.
I wanted to touch on the event that you have coming up, which is Borderlines.
Borderlines, yes.
Tell us about that. Now, from the little conversation that we had just before, you said that this is something that you've been doing for quite some time. How did it start, and what was the aim back then as opposed to now?
I think the aim hasn't changed. I think now we just realize that there are many more ways in which we could achieve the particular aim. But back then it was the same. We were looking, it was myself and another poet, Darren Sandy.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been performing on the same stage in many different capacities for many years. We started off in the same open mic, We Speak. We would have started performing around the same time, probably just a year off.
Mm-hmm.
Probably about 15, 16 years we've been doing this. And we entered the National Poetry Slam, competed against each other, and we would have found out we started to realize that instead of, because we're competing with each other, we need to keep our stuff from each other. We decided, you know, let's rehearse with each other, even though we're competing with each other, to kind of like build each other up, give each other constructive criticism and stuff. And that was something I was unheard of, in this space. And I think since then we've been, you know, just because we understand each other. When you find somebody that gets you, and you know, from a mm-hmm. performance perspective, the very next thing to do as a performer is, you know, let's have a show. And we had a pretty good following at the point in time. And the show itself, we've tried to speak to, you know, issues that might be taboo, issues that might be not widely understood, or perspectives that might not be widely understood in society, and finding a creative way and a riveting, exciting way to speak to those issues. Mm-hmm. So things like crime, things like, you know, the black experience in Trinidad and Tobago, things, politics, just speaking to, you know, love and, mm-hmm. and, you know, relationships as black men in Trinidad and Tobago, or some, you know, and trying to find ways in which you can deliver it and have the audience engage from start to finish and walk away having a conversation about it. You know, they might have the argument going home in the car now because, you know, somebody else might be thinking about it that way all the time and they weren't voicing it and that kind of thing, you know.
Mm-hmm. And then it opens, as you said, opens the conversation to exchanging of ideas and finding, at least trying to find a common place to start, you know, rebuilding.
Definitely.
Or
and just spoken on a whole, you know, being limited to, you know, the open mics and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. When we have other artists, you know, soca artists having their own shows, R&B artists having their own shows, mm-hmm. I dare to venture out to think that, you know, poetry could hold people, an audience, for 2 hours listening to spoken word and have them being engaged and enjoy themselves, as opposed to after 15, 20 minutes they get bored because it's poetry. Finding new ways. How can I engage them with this piece as opposed to how this piece sounded? Mm-hmm. You know, and I think we've been successful having had the show from 2017 was the first show that I had my own show. That was my first indie show. And then after, Darren and I collaborated. And since 2018 till now, well, minus COVID when the all auditoriums and they were closed, we've been doing it successfully. Even within COVID, they had Borderlines had its first virtual show too. So
adaptation again.
Yeah. And so we've managed to keep it alive till now. The show is going good. Rehearsals going well. We're tired now because it's the last final stretch. So rehearsals going till late. So everybody's tired, but it's, you know, the zeal of having the show and everybody telling you that they're excited to come out and stuff, it's kind of what's pushing us.
And I think actually creating that space, as I said a little while ago, for the poets and the creatives to come together to express themselves is really mm-hmm. necessary. And on top of that, giving an example to the corporate side mm-hmm. of Trinidad and Tobago, who think that, this is not something that we can see ourselves getting involved in, can actually mm-hmm. come to the events and see how useful it is. And an integral part in how we build our culture and express ourselves. And you say, well, probably next year or a couple of months, we can allocate part of our profits, hint, hint, to, you know, creative things like this.
And, we have to be thankful also because, you know, being steadfast in the process from then till now, you know, we wouldn't know how much people are looking on. Mm-hmm. And we would have been contacted by... we have to be thankful that we got our first title sponsor this year, which mm-hmm. is great because, you know, that's unheard of. Also, spoken with poetry and sponsorship and things for shows and stuff. So these alignments would have contacted us, and they were interested in coming on board to sponsor. Mm-hmm. And we have other entities that were happy to come on board, seeing the importance of what we were doing. Mm-hmm. So that idea of continuity, you know, really appreciative of that. And also last year we had started to have the conversation of, okay, we have it, we have our following, who we bringing on board, who we bringing with us. And so there was, you know, a guy like Michael Henry, who was a kid, part of Southeast Secondary School, which is in the heart of East Dry River, Port of Spain. And we would have seen promise with him, and he put him on board to be part of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And he was on the show last year, and he performed well, and we were really proud of him. And then he moved now. He's living in Guyana now, and he won the National Guyanese competition, poetry competition, when he went over there.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's a journalist in Guyana there. And he's not even 20 yet, and he's, you know, doing so much good stuff. So we're really glad that, you know, we'd have been able to see that in him from that early age and been able to pull him on board
and to guide
him to do great things.
Yeah.
Now, you know?
So just tell us about the date and the location for this year's offerings of Borderlines. I got the title correct, yes? Borderlines,
yes.
Mm-hmm. So tell us a little.
Backwards is the sub-theme this year, Backwards. And, well, you know, that's tapping into all the different aspects that Backwards could encompass when it comes to, you know, just the word Backwards and all the possibilities of that, you know, where poetry is concerned, from politics to everything, to just our daily living and stuff. So, yeah, it's the 30th of November and the 1st of December in Central Bank Auditorium.
Mm-hmm.
It starts at... Doors open at 7 on Saturday and 6 on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets, $200 for the tickets. We also have a VIP option, which is $350, where you get, you know, eats, you get parking, you get proper seating, you get our chapbook. We have a book available, you know, journals, pens, some kind of different stuff. A package available for those who want the VIP package.
Mm-hmm.
But generally, it's $200, and you get another VIP experience with the general also, because you can't lose in a Borderline show.
Yeah, I mean, just the experience alone is well worth it.
Yes,
and
yes, definitely. And, you know, really thankful that we still have the opportunity to do something like this at this day. So,
yeah.
You know.
Do you have any contact numbers for those who are want to get tickets, probably want at this 99th hour to get involved? Yeah?
No, tickets still have tickets available, because, you know, as usual, because the show is on the 30th, it's month end, so now there are some people who not want the tickets
mm-hmm.
in month end. You can contact me, 313-0785. That's 313-0785.
Mm-hmm.
They could get me on social media. Just type my name, it's Salim, and they could contact me there also on Instagram or Facebook.
All right.
And you'll get the tickets from me, yeah?
All right, Mr. Salim, thank you so much for taking the time, and best of luck on your event, and also to Mr. Sandy, you know,
thank
for
you
the great
much.
Work. And we hope to hear from you soon again.
I appreciate it. And, Yes. We'll be talking soon. Hopefully next year we'll be having Borderlines again, and we'll be having this conversation in a different capacity.
True. Thank you so much. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.